morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Mr. Cage of Divine Works Education and Training. And this is a bonus podcast. Our title is still, Am I in a Healthy Relationship? But that's going to be our subtitle today. Our title for today will be My Next is Better Than My Ex. Shout out to Pastor Dion Hayes in Joliet. His church is One Vision off of Jefferson Street. I don't remember the exact address, but I played basketball with this young man of God. And this is where the bonus podcast stemmed from. I saw a post that he put up on social media on Facebook, and it said, my next is better than my ex. I want you to pay attention because I'm going to provide my perspective on this thought connected with, am I in a healthy relationship? And prayerfully and hopefully it'll help us out in transition. In transitioning. Now, I don't believe it was the last podcast. It may have been episode 2. But I gave a personal account of how I found myself in relationships with young ladies, awesome women. As I said before, it wasn't a whole lot, but there were a few. And I gave my personal account about how these relationships ended up deteriorating and, you know, ended up not amounting to what we both desire for the relationship to amount to, which is, of course, marriage and a family. I gave a couple of terms. I gave one term, cognitive distortions, and I gave another term of cognitive dissonance. And I gave the cognitive distortion perspective and the meaning connected to it as having a bad or negative perception of yourself. Therefore, we see people placing things through that filter. And I also gave a definition connected to cognitive distortions or dissonance rather. And I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit, but I'm going to give everything under the umbrella of my next is better than my ex. It's cute for us to say that. But my question is, are we willing to do the work? The work is going to be sacrifice. It's going to be obedience. It's going to be perseverance. And it's going to be diligent. Because as I speak from my life, I'm pretty sure we all felt that way, but in my life, it did not manifest because I was not willing to do the internal work, the character work, the character development, and it allowed me to produce the same result. I was in different relationships. Listen to me. I was in different relationships, but I was the same person, meaning I had the same thought, the same speech, the same perspective, equating to the same actions and behavior. And if I continue to sow a watermelon seed, I'm going to produce watermelon, as my pastor always tells us. The fruit is connected to the root. Whatever we produce in our life is connected to the origin of who we perceive ourselves to be. My next was not better than my ex because I had not transformed internally. It's an easy cliche. It's a nice term or statement. It's very motivational. However, underneath the surface of the statement, there has to be a work done. There has to be a responsibility. And I shared that my end results were reproduced because I was not taking responsibility for my actions. I will walk in shame, blame, guilt, fear, and that these attributes are reflective of who we used to be. There is a transition that has to take place in order for our lives to change. And I give you a hint. It's connected to our Father. If you need some explanation on who our Father is, please feel free to reach out to me via email at divorcethepass@gmail.com. Because it's a missing link. But I want to entreat you to get more dialogue and more feedback from me so your comprehension can be where it needs to be. Because if my comprehension is not where it needs to be, then my application will be lacking. And then I'll be upset because I'm not getting the end result of what this man is talking about. So feel free to reach out. In addition, let me go into the cognitive distortion or dissonance piece rather. Oh my goodness, this is going to be good and help us out a little bit. So until my next is better than my ex, that will be a statement of truth. It won't be a statement of emotion. It won't be a statement of fantasy. It will be a statement of truth. When I think about the whole statement, my next is better than my ex, I think about my new life is better than my old life. When my new life is better than my old life, then my perspective is different. My perspective is better. I'm able to see. And those people who find themselves in relationships, and when I'm speaking specifically more romantically, we attract what we see. Great man of God, Bill Winston, has a statement, if I can give a paraphrase. He says that we don't look through our eyes, we see through them. Meaning perspective. Whatever opportunities a person sees for themselves in the connotation of a romantic relationship is based upon what is in them. Their perception. Who they perceive themselves to be. We pull from our perspective. And when I say what is in them, I mean in terms of character, traits, honesty, meekness, compassion, sacrifice, selflessness, integrity, versus us being hurt on the inside. We'll pull from that and then we'll look for somebody to complete us or either heal our hurt. And when you come into a relationship romantically, we should be whole. We should be missing nothing. We should not be lacking. There's a certain place where we need to be before we can have healthy relationships. This is why it's important for us to really understand what divorcing the past to advance into the future means. I'm divorcing who I used to be to advance internally into who I've been called to become. Who, not what, who as a person, not what as a profession, not what as a possession. All right, not what as a profession, and not what as the possession that I have. My profession and possessions don't define me. That's our anthem. Moving forward with this conversation, in psychology, cognitive distortions can be defined as a state of tension or mental stress that occurs when an individual holds two cognitions. Cognitions are beliefs, thoughts, or attitudes that are inconsistent or a belief that is incongruent with the person's behavior. Psychology, when we think about the term psychology, ology is always a study of, psyche is soul. So it's the study of the soul. The soul is the seat of our appetites. The soul, if we break it down, our mind, what we think, our will, what we want, and our emotions, how we feel. These are master keys in order to transition in our character development, in our personality, in our identity. When there's a state of tension or mental stress and occurs, we can hold two cognitions, beliefs, or thoughts. They can be inconsistent or a belief that's incongruent with our behavior. In summary, my behavior doesn't line up with my thought. And I'll tell you why in a second. New information has the tendency to conflict with existing ideas all the time, because we build a pattern of behavior based on our lifestyle and what we found trust in. And when a thought comes, or a new situation comes, or a new person, there's going to be some conflict. It's going to take place, y'all. It's going to take place eventually, because in the 2 to 3 months of getting to know a person, it tends to be butterflies, and it tends to be sunshine, and it tends to be all good. But the challenge is when the conflict comes. If conflict comes and knocks at your door, don't run from it in this connotation, in this expression. Conflict is coming to change you. It's coming to take away to add to. You must first subtract before you can add. And then when you add, you can multiply your life and the lives of other people. There must first have to be a subtraction. That's what conflict comes to do. But the pressure, when it addresses us, we go into a mental frenzy, an emotional frenzy. We tend to relieve this tension or mental stress by rejecting or changing the belief or behavior. When I say change, I mean to replace. So we'll exchange it out. That's too much stress for me. You know what? I'm going to think this way. Or that person is invoking me to change or me to advance. I'm going to break up with the person. I'm going to leave that person alone. So my next is better than my ex never manifests if we subscribe to all these collective thoughts that I'm giving you. The last thing is that we can also add new beliefs. Add without subtracting. We can conform to what's popular or to what we believe is normal and what is safe. What we believe, everything that I believed in my life at that time was not true. My belief transformed into my reality, but my reality was void of truth. What I believed to be normal was abnormal because I wasn't walking in truth. What I thought was safe was not safe because I wasn't walking in truth. My comfort zone is not safe. My comfort zone will always be compromised. Always. Let me give you an example of how this affected my life. My heartbeat was that I was supposed to be married. That was the thought. And I shared this on the last podcast, but I'm bringing clarity. But when I was in a relationship and there was conflict, which consisted of a series or pattern of disagreements, I exited the relationship because I had an unhealthy relationship connected to the ideas, thoughts, the experience, and the culture of who I used to be. I either exited or I placed blame on the other person to justify dysfunctional thoughts and behaviors, allowing me to remain in a false place of safety, comfort, or security. So I was walking in self-preservation. I was saving myself, because in a relationship that's healthy, that's allowing you to propel and advance forward, advancing your character development, there will always be a death. There will always be a death. There will always be a shedding of who I used to be to transition into who I've been called to become. Yeah. My ex or my next is better than my ex. My new life is better than my old life. If I'm willing to shed the old, if I'm willing to release the old, if I'm willing not to hold on to what I thought or believe is safe. Only thing that's safe is transitioning, is being migratory, is being going from glory to glory or strength to strength. The revelation of who I am is progressive. It's always revealing itself to me. Cycles, y'all. in our lives are never broken superficially on the surface. When I add to my life, that does not mean that the cycle is broken. That means that I've added something onto the cycle, or I've added something because the pressure or the situation equated the pressure and I wanted to relieve that. So I added a person, a place, an item, something to my life, but I'm still dealing with that cycle. Speaking about to myself, but I'm hoping that you can relate this to your situation. The path of least resistance is to be like everybody else. The path of least resistance is to be like everyone else. When I find myself in a challenging situation and I make a decision to relieve that stress or tension, that's the path that everybody else takes. And the stress and the tension is real, but it's connected to an illusion. It's connected to a life that's not reflective of who I am. But I've found comfort in that. But it's not the truth, y'all. Trust me. The very thing that hurt you in the past can be used to heal you for the future. People are sent to us to help us, y'all. Whether they have a negative attitude or not, we have to go and self-examine our thoughts and emotions and how we feel. And there are things in kingdom circles called strongholds that have to be broken in the spirit. They can't be addressed with our intellect, knowledge, human reasoning, because they just cannot. I give you this last thought as we close out this podcast. My next is better than my ex. Am I in a healthy relationship? Bonus episode is that the logic aspect, we can't use it to be free. There is a level, there's a certain amount of knowledge that we need, but there is someone else that we need in our life in order to truly transition and really see transformation and change in our lives. This is Mr. Cage, teacher. I would say motivator for this episode, training facilitator for Divine Works Education and Training, transforming lives. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Good conversation to have with someone, or share this podcast with someone who is maybe struggling in their relationships, and it's really a struggle of letting go of the past to advance to the future. As I leave you with this last point, always look introspectively first before we look at the other person. Once we can do a self-examination of what we need to improve, we need to include people close to us, mentors, teachers, pastors, counselors, people that we can trust their life and we can see the fruit of their life. We need assistance. We can't do this on our own. That's doing it on our own is an independent spirit. We need another perspective. We need another paradigm or insight on our growth and development and our lack thereof. Wisdom key that you can apply and take to the bank. And I guarantee, as I speak for my life, you will see fruit, character development, and end results from the application of what was shared in this podcast.